I've heard that when I have Jack Lee preacher,
I was going to ask you what other terms you might use Jack Lee with. Mm-hmm. Do you know of anyone other than a lawyer you might use it with?
Well, I could use it for a doctor who wasn't qualified, or any professional man who wasn't qualified to do what he was supposed to do. But I've never heard it used, I don't believe, except in connection with a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have a special term that you use for a woman teacher as opposed to a man teacher?
No. Well, if I said my math teacher's name was Smith, I wouldn't say anything about him to know whether he was a man or a woman. Is there a term? Professor, maybe.
Some people might use
the vernacular. But those are old-fashioned terms, aren't they? Mm-hmm.
Would you use them at all now?
No. In fact, we never called, a few of the boys used to call Mr. Quigg, Mr. Brewer, Professor Quigg, Professor Brewer, just for fun. Mm-hmm. But anybody speaking to them, of them didn't call them professor.
Mm-hmm. Now, in college, would you make...
We did a little further back. The man who was superintendent when I started school, everybody spoke of him with great respect as Professor Harris. In fact, that's the way if I wanted to go in there and ask me something about Professor Harris, I'd say Professor Harris, but you see, that was further back.
And now, in a college, you wouldn't make any distinction, male or female, from professor, would you?
No.
If they had that right?
No, don't believe you would. A professor or whatever they have different ranks, mm-hmm. according to the degrees and so
but
on.
But they would each
yeah,
just
it'd be the same. It'd be the same.
If you are speaking of my mother's sister, if she would be...
Your aunt. I say aunt. Aunt sounds better maybe, but it sounds affected to me, so I have to say plain aunt.
Oh, in the Bible, do you remember the name of Abraham's wife?
Sarah.
And Robert E. Lee was a...
Confederate general.
All right.
Want his mother's name?
No.
Ann Hill Carter. Ann Hill Carter.
Is there anything you don't know?
Oh, yes, it's plenty of it.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, are there any books written about Rome?
Yes, there's a good one.
Worthwhile?
Yes, but you can't get a copy. Mr. George Magruder Batty, back in 1920, when I became interested in the history of Rome, because I wrote an essay, school children, Rome, and I won the prize, so that got me very much interested. And I really worked on it. Oh, it had 5 chapters. It was elaborate. And I went around to see a lot of people and got information and so on. Well, that was when he was coming back here. He was a native Roman. He'd been away. Wanted to write the history of Roman Floyd County. And he thought he might get some source material that way from some of the things the children found out, and I'm sure he did. And his book is good. And at the time it came out, I didn't have money to buy a book like that. It was just when I was out of high school and in short and had all I could do to make ends meet and didn't have much money. And so we didn't buy books as I would today if a book came out that I wanted, I'd get it. And it got out of print. Now they have copies at the library that you can go and look at it, but you can't take it out.
Do you know the name of it?
History of Roman Floyd County by George Magruder Batty. And every once in a while somebody will find some copy that somebody's willing to sell. But it's pretty hard to get hold of.
I see.
Because I know a lot of it practically by heart, but I've looked at it so much. But you can see it any time you happen to be at the county library. You can look at it, honey.
Oh, I'd like to. Mm-hmm. Is that the library down next to City Hall? Good. I'm in that area. I'll look that
up. All right, you go in and look at it. Now, they have a lot of interesting things. They have the files of the newspapers way back, you know, and things like that. Mm-hmm. On microfilm, a lot of it. And so they have a right good reference department. They have a Georgia room in which they have a great many things about Georgia and all. And you might sometimes find something you wanted there.
Do you think the Chamber of Commerce puts out any kind of reliable information on Rome at the present?
Yes, I think you can certainly count on what they say. They have a lot of little pamphlets and booklets and so on. And I have never found anything in it that I didn't agree with. And I've been here a long time and I know pretty well what's true and what's not. Now I wouldn't know all about the facts and the figures about the... that I have in my history about the pamphlets that tell them that Floyd County farmers clear $2 million from the livestock industry a year today. Well, now, I think they wouldn't give that unless they had the figures for it. Carl Collins, who is head of the Chamber of Commerce, is a very good friend of mine, and he's a very interesting person, and I think a very capable person.